A word for you from Psalm 127 verse 1. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. Last time we looked at the introduction or the heading, the caption for the psalm, which says a song of ascents of Solomon, some translations for Solomon, and we looked at how if it was Solomon himself who wrote it, then it is of great significance because, remember, it was left to him to build the temple. If it was by David for Solomon, then he was instructing his son, knowing full well that unless the Lord is in it, in the building of the temple, moving from the tabernacle to a permanent building, unless the Lord is there, all that Solomon will do is worth nothing. It is so often that the Lord needs to remind us that the Lord, if he is not the first and the last in something, then everything we do and attempt and think we achieve is actually worth nothing. If in John 15 the Lord says, apart from me you can do nothing, you can bear no fruit, then we need to take that to heart every day. We need to be connected to the Lord, that it is him at work, his sovereign power. So often we fall into the error of thinking, what can I achieve for God? What must I do? I have heard it said, and I think I've said it already, God has too many workers for him. He has too few workers through whom he can work. Are you just working for God, or is he working through you? Are you a clean vessel? Is the Lord watching over your life? Perhaps you pray the Lord's Prayer, and you often ask for the Lord's protection. And yet, at the end of the day, you are simply trying to protect yourself, and you are building your own Christian life, and the Lord is not doing it himself. If you are doing it, it is actually a house built on sand. It might look impressive, because nobody can see the foundation, but once the storms come, it will be destroyed. Uma unkulunkulu engakhi indlu yakho, kusho ukuthi uma sifike sivunguvungu, indlu yakho izodilizeka. Are you allowing God to build your Christian life? Or is it you in charge, as you were before your so-called conversion? That you do everything, it is your decision, and you plan your day instead of God planning his day with you and through you.